Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for All About Android is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of All About Android is brought to you by Ford, featuring available Sync with My Ford Touch. Sync with My Ford Touch gets you to your destination with integrated turn-by-turn directions and directional arrows displayed on screen. Check it out in the new 2012 Ford Focus and at Ford.com/technology. And by Netflix. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, Android device, or TV instantly. All streamed directly to you, saving you time, money, and hassle. For your free 30-day trial, go to Netflix.com/TWiT.
Welcome to All About Android, episode 36, recorded on Monday, November 28th. This is your weekly source for the latest news, hardware, and apps for the Android faithful. I'm Eileen Rivera.
I'm Jason Howell.
And I'm Ron Richards.
And Jason, what were you doing?
He was breaking over there, but I can't really do that.
I was trying not to break focus. I'm just like, and then I see Ron go.
That's the new game now, is trying to get Eileen to laugh during the opening.
Right. You know what happens usually is that you and I get distracted somehow during Jason's review or app review, and then we're always snickering like little kids.
What it boils down to is
I feel so bad because Jason's doing a really good job reviewing stuff, and we're just like...
What it falls down
about
to
something completely
it's true. That has
different.
Happened on more than one occasion.
The X factor in both those situations is me, unfortunately.
It
I'm the
really
bad
is.
Influence. Yeah, I'm
it
sorry.
Is. So you show me something, or you're like, point out chat, and I'm like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And Jason's like, so.
And I can only pretend that it's not happening for so long before I feel like I had to go, okay, really? What are you guys talking about?
I know. And then I have to just turn my head, and I feel so bad.
Sorry.
But, okay. Well, that's us. We are back with a ton of Galaxy Nexus news, although the news that you really want to hear, at least
maybe.
Those of us here in the U.S. Maybe,
like
kind of, sort of.
All about Galaxy Nexus this week.
Exactly. Plus, I've got a review of the Nook tablet. We've got ICS on a tablet to talk about. Mm-hmm. And in the arena, it's another grab bag. I don't know who's going to win.
It almost seems like they're just all grab bags now. I mean, what?
I do like the theme every now and then, though. Yeah. We did tablets. Well, actually, that was last week. But the idea of doing tablets was fun.
We should do like a 99 cent sale.
Yeah,
kind of
that's
like,
a good idea.
You know,
yeah.
Best apps for 99 cents.
Just set up a little different.
I like that.
How about for next
constraints?
Week? Oh, I'm not here next week.
Oh.
Bummer. Well, whatever. Take my idea and run with it.
That's a great idea. We're going to go ahead and do it.
We're going to do it.
See you in a couple of weeks.
And we'll totally give you credit for it. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay,
all
whatever.
Right.
You know what? Let's just let's get into our
let's
news.
Mosey.
So you know how I said there was a lot of Galaxy Nexus news? Well, literally this next block is all Galaxy Nexus. So there are unlocked orders going on right now with still no official release date here in the United States. But those unlocked orders are sold out. I believe Leo ordered from Expansys here. I don't know if you can pull the screen up, Chad. But it's going for $749.99 for the unlocked phone.
That's just insane.
And I believe it's sold out. Well, let's see. Yes. The update from the 25th update. Due to overwhelming demand, we've sold out of our first batch of Galaxy Nexus within 16 hours. Stick with us, and we're still taking orders, and we'll have more to stock to ship next week. So I don't know if Leo actually ordered it or if he's in the waiting list. We'll soon find out he's not quite sure if he's actually getting
it. I hope he
it.
Does. I want one in-house. I want one in my hands.
I know.
I just want to play with it a little bit.
Sounds so weird.
Damn it. I knew you were going to do
that. I know. I just can't.
Second,
I'm sorry.
Second
I just
happened.
Can't. I'm sorry. I'm 12, apparently. But that price tag's I mean, I know it's unlocked, a couple weeks ago, I said, that's it. I'm on board. I'm totally going to get it. Mm-hmm. $750 is pricey. That's big for my pocketbook. I mean,
that's actually $200 more than this.
Yeah. I mean, I could justify $495, $599 if I had to. I could I can skim, you know, but it's the holiday. $750 is just ouch.
I know. It does hurt.
Yeah.
Well, and apparently the rumor sources now that the rumor is on Verizon that the Galaxy Nexus LTE release date is December 8th with pre-orders going tomorrow, Tuesday, November 29th. We're recording this on Monday. I hope that's true. So
yeah, multiple Verizon sources are apparently kind of giving up the same date, and it's kind of being reported all over. And a couple of weeks ago, I kind of got fed up because there have been so many dates thrown around of, oh, well, it might be this. Oh, it's going to be this. And I actually put it out, I think, on Google Plus or Twitter, just like, all right, I'm done paying attention until it's actually confirmed.
Yeah.
Of course, I kind of went back a little bit here, but these are coming from multiple Verizon wireless sources. Yeah. So we only really have a day to wait to see pre-orders start tomorrow.
Yeah. By the time you listen to this episode, maybe you're ordering it online.
This will be old news.
Yeah, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so funny. I used to be a loyal Verizon user, and then I switched to T-Mobile to get the G1.
Mm.
And now, like, maybe I should go back to Verizon. Like, it's, you know, it's, although I don't want to leave T-Mobile in their hour of need as they're not getting
Might need you.
Yeah, as they're not getting, as that deal's dead.
Yeah, that deal's kind of falling through.
Poor T-Mobile.
That deal's dead, by the way.
Dodged
a bullet
AT&T on that one. And T-Mobile. Yeah. Not happening. All right. Well, we didn't report this last week, but there was a big volume bug with the Galaxy Nexus phones out in the UK. Apparently, there is a fix out now. There's a ROM that you can download. We'll have a link on our website. How much should we really tell about the bug?
Well, I mean, it affected a lot of these devices, and it was kind of a big question to see whether this was going to spill over into the devices that make it to the U.S., obviously. And it was kind of a big deal. I mean, if you got it within proximity of, I think, other types of wireless kind of antenna activity, it would start to suddenly throw your volume all the way down to zero, and there was really nothing that you could do to bypass it. So if you're in the middle of a call, suddenly you wouldn't hear them.
Yeah.
The other person on the other end, the other person would hear you.
That's so bizarre.
That's what they call a feature, actually. Yeah. So, I mean,
don't want to hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, my phone, I'm so sorry, it's not working. But I saw a video of it completely rocking, the volume going back and forth and stuttering.
Yeah. I mean, certainly not a feature.
Yeah.
But it does sound like they're close on a fix, and like you said, there is a kind of a ROM update that you can download and install that can kind of bypass it in the meantime.
Now, you Google Plus this info about the Galaxy Nexus that Google says there's not going to be USB mass storage. And I read through your thread, everybody complaining or saying, not a big deal. You can do it this way, that way. What are your feelings today about not having USB mass storage on the Galaxy Nexus?
Well, so here's the difference. Basically, on a phone like the phone I've been using for the past, I think it's probably close to 30 days now, the HTC Rhyme, or pretty much any other phone that I've really used for the most part has, you know, removable SD card. Actually, the Nexus S does not, right?
No, it does.
Okay.
Does. Yeah.
Okay. So the Nexus S does. So if you have that removable SD card, then essentially it allows you to mount that SD card as UMS, USB mass storage, and it shows up on your computer as an external drive. So it makes it very easy to drag files onto that storage by just plugging it in through USB. The Galaxy Nexus does not. The Galaxy Nexus has a single internal storage. It has no removable SD, and it's unpartitioned. So basically, that 32 gigs or however much the storage is going to be inside the Galaxy Nexus is all for app installs. It's all for the media that you move onto it. It's called MTV, Media Transfer Protocol, MTP, sorry. Windows, from what I understand, Windows Explorer has native MTP support. So you can kind of mount it almost like a drive and move things on as you would hope to. Mac, Linux, it's a different story. You need an app essentially running on the Mac, for instance, that allows you to then move things into it. It's not a drive that mounts.
Right, but so what's the? How is that the end? So how I'm looking towards this, I have two thoughts about this. Is one, I loved that I could mount when I got the G1 originally, when I had the Nexus 1, now that I've got the, whatever this is, the Nexus, I don't know which one do
Nexus
I have.
Nexus S.
Nexus S. I can't keep track of these Nexus names. I love that I can mount it and move stuff over. The times that I do it on my phone itself, maybe a handful over the past year. I use it maybe to pull stuff off, like to back up a phone before I'm going to switch over, stuff like that. The Motorola Zoom tablet doesn't mount. It uses an app. So I'm on OS X, and as soon as I plug it in, this little Android app loads up and I get like an Explorer thing. It works fine.
Yeah, I guess if it works fine. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the question. I'm so used The reason it kind of put me off a little bit is because I'm so used to plugging it in as a drive when I'm doing things like loading, you know, ROMs onto my phone or whatever. I find within the whole rooting and ROMing world, it's something that I do all the time. That's exactly it. On the video stream, you're kind of seeing the function that, you know, would allow you to open it up as a USB drive. Having said that, I mean, I think the reasons that they're going for this are kind of good, actually, after some thinking about this. Actually, Dan Morrell of Google said on Reddit, he said, we got tired of, let's see here, where is that? It just disappeared. There we go. We got tired of seeing OEMs include many gigs of internal storage for music while users were still running out of space for apps and data. This approach lets us merge everything on one big volume, which is way better. If a given device has a removable SD card, it will support USB mass storage. If it only has one built-in storage, with built-in storage, it will only be MTP and PTP.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Coming from the iPhone world where we didn't have USB mass storage, and then coming to Android where I couldn't download apps because I was running out of space, that pissed me off.
Yeah,
and so I'm
especially when you've got space elsewhere, and you're like, but it's there. Just let me tap into it.
I may be downloading more than the average person, but I just like knowing it's all there. There's no partitions; it's all there. But it is. I do not like not having the choice to be able to do the USB mass storage. But I don't think I use it that much.
I don't think you use
with
that
Dropbox,
much.
And then the app, I'm moving stuff,
and the app isn't that intrusive at all. And it's so what happens when you plug in the Galaxy Tab?
Oh yeah, no, that's been an issue for me too. I can't move any media onto the Galaxy Tab. The Mac does not recognize it as a drive.
Can you hand it to me? Can I see what happens when I plug it
in?
Yeah,
sure.
Sure. Here we go.
I think if it's just a matter of installing an app.
Well, no, but you won't be able to because it's a proprietary plug in the bottom.
Yeah, it doesn't recognize it, and so you could move things over with Dropbox. You can move things over with other apps.
Yeah, and actually, if you take a look at the Google Plus thread, there's a lot of kind of different solutions that people came up with.
It's actually
Dropbox is definitely a way. Sometimes, though, I just want to plug my device directly into my computer and get that fast transfer because I just want to pop it in, real quick.
That's true.
And I'm just so used to doing that on my phone as USB storage. I think it's one of those kinds of things that's like, oh, it's change. I'm going to reject it because it's change. But probably in practice, it's not going to be that bad. And I understand why they're doing it. I think it's actually a good reason why
After
they're
the
going
show,
about
I'll show
that.
You the app. It's not that hard to use.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have to press a button?
No, it auto-detects. As soon as I plug in the Zoom, it opens right up. It's the little Android with USB hand icon. Mm-hmm. And it's just a Finder window. So, So it's really... really easy to use on OS X.
Right. Cool.
Okay. You know what? I wonder, too, with the Galaxy Nexus, if you'll have Keys Air, K-I-E-S Air. That is a Wi-Fi-enabled app, and you can drag and drop files. I've been using that a lot, too, to connect. So you connect. You go into your browser
Wi-Fi
and through your browser.
Files. Oh, yeah. I would imagine
it's
that
very,
would work.
Very easy to use. So I'm thinking they might put that in the Galaxy Nexus. I don't know, but we'll see. Okay. Also, CyanogenMod Mod devs bring 4.0 to Samsung Nexus S and International Galaxy S as well. Mm-hmm. So...
And they've got a lot of stuff in the pipeline right now. CyanogenMod is totally... this is their next version, right? CyanogenMod 9. So... This is what they're working for, and they're kind of it's a testament to them how hard they work because they're able to get CyanogenMod on so many devices so quickly. I mean, that did not take very long at all. So, looking forward to that.
Cool. So the eternal debate between iOS and Android, or not debate, a little friendly competition, got ratcheted up a little notch with the new Samsung Galaxy 2S television ad.
Did you see this ad?
Some people are calling offensive, while others are calling fair play.
Offensive?
I don't know. Can we roll?
Let's
the video?
Roll the video, Chad.
Let's you decide.
Guys, I'm so amped I could stay here for 3 weeks.
So there are a bunch of people lining up to get the iPhone in San Francisco. A bunch of hipsters.
I think 2 people just left.
Why would they be leaving when we're only 9 hours away?
Yeah, I mean, this is an event.
Uh-oh. Blogs are saying the battery looks sketchy.
You know, if it looks the same, how will people know I upgraded?
4G? Is it 4G?
It doesn't say.
Whoa. She got there.
So he's looking at a girl across a bench, in line, playing with her phone.
Can we see your phone?
Sure.
Can I see with my hands?
Have you seen this thing?
Hey, bro.
Check out
the cracks
me. This thing is huge.
It's pretty massive.
And it's got 4G speed.
It's magnificent.
It's the white model.
Samsung. Yeah.
I can never get a Samsung. I'm creative.
Dude, you're a barista.
Why don't you just get 4G phones?
Why don't you just get a 4G phone?
Yeah, it's a Galaxy S2. This phone is amazing.
All right, the next big thing is already here.
That's
Galaxy
S2.
If I hadn't already bought the unlocked phone, I probably would have gotten the white Samsung Galaxy S2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great ad.
I love that ad, but I think... that ad offensive. Is for us. I have to say, though,
no, I'd agree.
Leo has played the app several times, and for iOS people, and most of them just kind of chuckle. They don't, they don't think it's offensive.
It's friendly competition, it's poking fun. It's like, come on, you can't not, whether you're an Apple fan or not, you can't scoff at the people waiting in line, the event status that's right. become. I mean, like I've been saying for years, what is it now? What are we, 2011?
Mm-hmm.
This has been going on since 06. It was before I moved to San Francisco because I remember when the iPad Nano came out, I ran to the Apple Store to go buy one, like the whole Steve note and stuff like that. And it's just getting, I'm exhausted. So, so it's a funny topic to poke fun at. And good job on doing a creative ad.
Mm-hmm. I love that ad. Yeah. And I was so excited to, I've seen it like a gajillion times now. And it's just funny. Who cares?
And a great point made in the chat room. You didn't hear PC people getting upset over the Apple PC ads.
Exactly.
I mean, like that's what Apple was doing the same thing years ago, you know? So, I don't know.
Yeah, anyway. I thought it was a very well done app.
Yeah.
And actually just kind of to tie the Galaxy Nexus and the Samsung Galaxy S2 together, those two discussions together, I've seen a lot of like rumblings online as I've been reading through about how people are so happy about the fact that they ended up going with the Galaxy S2 because a lot of the news that tends to come out before the Galaxy Nexus has actually made its official kind of unveiling has some people being like, well, okay, then I made the right choice. Like this is actually, maybe the better choice for me. Especially like one of the things that I read that through was for that USB mass storage. So if that's really important to you, maybe that's what you need to do. And just a quick update here, Google I/O. We went to it this year. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, did you?
Made out like a couple of bandits. Yeah, maybe next time, Ron. What do you think?
Sitting at home.
Do you have anything going on June 27th through the 29th? Three total days?
No, I don't. I'm free.
Oh, okay. Well, see, you might.
There you go.
I hope that stays true. But Google I/O has been extended to 3 days because they said people just want more of it. They want to be able to attend more of the sessions and, I would imagine maybe pushing it to a third day means Google has to come up with something else to
give away.
We reported this a couple weeks ago. Originally, they had April dates, but they, in order to get that third day, I think they had to move it to a different time. Probably because of Moscone scheduling.
I know why. Because Moscone's under massive construction next year.
Oh, that's maybe why. That's why they had to move it, and then they went ahead and got a third day.
There's a lot of construction going on in the Moscone area in San Francisco in the February, March, April, May zone. That's why they moved WonderCon down to Anaheim.
Oh. No, they did?
Yeah, WonderCon's in Anaheim this year.
I had no idea.
Sad.
Okay. Well, anyways, I'm looking forward to that. I've got it marked on my calendar. 27, 28, 29, 28th is Tom's birthday.
Yeah, saw that. No, maybe he should go to Google I/O and he'll get a nice gift.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. I will go to Google I/O for him and
I will
share.
But then you have to give him the gift.
I'll share. It's fine.
Okay. That's
We're
good.
Married.
That's
it's good. Fine.
That's true.
Share and share alike, right?
That's right.
All right, cool. So do a quick email?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so email comes in from Kevin from Orlando about one of my favorite topics. And he says, hey, AAA crew, since Ron has a Google TV, drink. I was hoping you might be able to help. I just purchased a Sony TV with Google TV built in for my partner in May that should be arriving soon. I know that you have to link a Google account with the device, but we're not sure if we should use one of our own individual accounts or make up a separate account to be used with the shared device. Is email accessible from Google TV or bookmarks sync between devices like on Chromebooks? It's a great question. And at this point, I don't have a clear answer for you. I would say I'm using my personal account. There is no email client on the Google TV natively. But that doesn't mean that you can't log into Gmail via your browser, things like that. But any of your personal information that you're worried about coming through, I haven't seen a portal for it to come through yet. I don't see a calendar. I don't see Gmail, that sort of thing. Who's to know if they're going to add that later on? Mm-hmm. You know, who knows? But as of right now, it doesn't seem like that. Bookmark syncing, I haven't noticed that either. It's while it's running Chrome, it's not a straight version of Chrome, like desktop version of Chrome.
Right.
It seems to be a Chrome Android hybrid that I imagine when we see Chrome on Android, we'll see a lot more similarities, and then maybe they roll out bookmark syncing. But as of right now, it's not there. If you want to be safe, better safe than sorry, set up another account and just operate it off that.
They're free.
Yeah, exactly. They're free. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm running it off my personal account. I've got no qualms doing it. I've bought apps on it. I've had no problems. I haven't seen any data eke into it or anything like that, but there could be something hidden somewhere that I haven't noticed yet or anything like that. But,
I suppose the lameness of setting up another account is if you happen to have uploaded a lot of music to like Google Music in your own individual accounts, you're probably going to have to do it again.
Yep.
through the joint account, which...
Or, no, I'm pretty sure on the app you can identify what account to log into.
And you can easily toggle
between accounts,
oh, that's
yeah.
good.
Oh, I see.
I'm pretty
no,
sure.
No, yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
You can
do that.
Yeah, on the app itself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, totally.
Good
so,
point.
Yeah, I don't know. Try it and see. You know? I mean, the great thing is you can undo it.
Yeah,
you can just delete
true.
The account and set up a new one. Doesn't really change much, so...
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Yay,
all right.
Google TV. It's a rising tide.
I know. We get a lot of emails about it, actually. So
yeah, I'm telling you. I'm thinking
so people are going to have to drink a lot more,
I'm
apparently.
Thinking of pitching a new show. I think, you know, I think Google TV, I think there's enough to keep us going.
Is there?
GTV with Ron.
A weekly two-hour show? Or I just,
really?
So I was watching on Netflix the other night on my Google TV, just stories about using your Google TV.
Magical and exciting.
I spent so much time on my Google TV this holiday weekend. You have no idea.
Really?
Oh, I love it.
Wow. We actually might graduate our Google TV out of the bedroom into the main room finally.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's a review, right? So you don't even have the new software
I'm,
yet.
Well, I'm going to wait for the new software before we do that.
Yeah. By the way, I just need to... I'm sorry, everybody who has a Logitech review. If I had known Logitech would drag their feet on it, I would have caveated all my evangelism. But I was on App Judgment last week, and with Mauricio, I was going over Google TV, and all these people were screaming, I have a review. I don't have it yet, and I just felt so bad.
I have the review.
That's rough.
Tears.
Yeah.
I'm responsible.
But you know what?
I've got anything involved.
Right. That's rough. But you know what? You paid $100.
True.
It. Well, maybe not everyone.
More,
but
we
a lot of people.
Did not. We
a lot of people
it.
Paid $100 for it.
Yeah.
So you'll get it eventually. Yeah. It'll be worth it once you do.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break. I'm probably going to get emails about that, Tom. and thank our sponsor Ford, featuring Sync with My Ford Touch. Sync is an in-car communications, entertainment, and connectivity system that's voice activated. It helps you to keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. One of the great features of Sync is Sync services. This is things like turn-by-turn directions, tell you where you go, where you're going, displays directional arrows on screen so that there's no question where you need to be turning up ahead, all without having to purchase an aftermarket or integrated navigation system. Sync services also includes business search. There's 40 million businesses, including telephone numbers, business information, directions, all that stuff integrated in. A Send to Sync feature, which basically enables you to use Google Maps or MapQuest from home to figure out your route and then zap it over to your car for when you get in. Saves you a lot of time that way. And using voice commands in your vehicle to get turn-by-turn directions, as I said before. A free Sync Destinations app, which is also available in the Android market, gives you mobile access to manage your Sync traffic, directions, information systems account, all that stuff on the go. The ability to pre-save destinations to your account, such as home, or office, which is actually something that I always mean to do on my phone because a lot of times I have to navigate to my home from wherever I happen to be. So it's a really handy feature. Plus, you get traffic updates and all that kind of stuff sent to your phone as well. It's all designed to help you keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. That's Ford Sync with My Ford Touch. It's available in the 2012 Ford Focus. You can learn more about this and other technologies Ford is bringing to its vehicles at Ford.com/technology. And we thank Ford for their support of All About Android.
Thank you, Ford.
Thank you.
Yay.
All right, let's get into the hardware. All right, so this came up last week, and it was kind of exciting. The Asus ePad Transformer is the first tablet to get an unofficial Android 4.0 port. Now, basically, that means that if you have the Transformer already and you want to be, you know, want to get ice cream sandwich on your tablet, and I imagine it's rooted at this point. And if not, you can go ahead and root it and throw this on there, and you can be one of the first kids on the block to have ice cream sandwich running on your tablet, which I will tell you, I'm waiting. Every day I check to see if the Galaxy Tab 10.1 has any sort of an ice cream sandwich port ready for it. I know that Santa Jamada has actually announced that they have something that looks great, Kush said, but it isn't available yet. So, but that probably means it's right around the corner.
That Transformer just can't be stopped.
Well, I meant that I want the Prime. Not the one that's out, all right. I want the one that's not out. The quad core, that's the one I want.
Yeah, no, well, and that's the next part here. The Transformer Prime was actually shown off a little bit of its own version of the ice cream sandwich goodness. Yeah, I mean, it's a really nice looking tablet.
Okay, so we've got the video.
It looks like it was.
Well, that's the thing. This is the Nexus Prime. The Transformer
here,
Prime.
This video that we're looking
at? No, it wasn't shot here. I wish it was.
It kind of does, right? It looks like it was on this table.
Yeah, I know. That's why it just freaked me out.
Yes. See the thumb ring? No, actually. There is no thumb ring right there. But, I mean, it looks really good. And the more I see ice cream sandwich on a tablet, the more I really want it for myself to play around with it.
The widgets look a little different, although what I like is just moving into folders. Is he going to do that right now? Oh, hello. Drop it in. Yeah. Thank you.
No big deal.
No big deal. It's just moving the apps together to create a little folder super fast.
Let's see here.
It looks pretty slick. I don't know, man. That Transformer Prime is just a slick tablet. Mm-hmm. And it's the first device that I think I've actually seen a keyboard dock with, like made for it, that I'm like, you know what?
That's cool.
That would really work for me. Like the other ones, it's like, oh, yeah, that's great. But I don't know if I would get it because it looks strange or, you know. But this one just, it looks slick. Like it's very compact, super thin. It just looks like it would work really well with this tablet.
Asus, who knew?
Yeah.
Good for them.
The people that have the Transformer.
Yeah, no.
Everybody loves that.
Yeah.
Also, possible release of December 8th on the Transformer Prime, which is very soon, just in time
for the holidays. Yeah.
That and possibly the Galaxy Nexus.
That means that you basically can't afford anything else for the rest of the month. My whole family is not getting Christmas presents now. Right. I had to get the Asus Prime.
No, you make them presents. It'll come from the heart.
No, you thank them for giving you the Transformer Prime with the money that you saved not giving them a gift.
I'll send them an email from the Prime.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'll
call them from my new phone for the Galaxy Nexus.
Yeah, you'll call them a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
And it should just be noted really quick, because it seems like I hear this more and more these days. The Transformer Prime source code is released before the device is even out. It seems like manufacturers are kind of getting it a little bit more. They're releasing that source code out there and letting the developers kind of have their fun.
Yay.
So I like to see that and love to encourage it. So that's that.
That's exciting. Well, to switch gears a little, let's talk about some phones. It's hard to get excited about a phone that doesn't have ice cream sandwich. But if you're looking for a new phone, AT&T's got some details on the LG Nitro, which is coming out, which is going to be running Android 2.3 Gingerbread. It's also going to have a 4.5-inch True HD IPS display, 1.5 gigahertz dual-core processor, 1 gigabyte of RAM, 20 gig of storage capacity, 4 gig onboard memory with a 16 gig micro SD card, 8 megapixel rear-facing camera, 1.3 megapixel front-facing camera, LTE, Wi-Fi, all that great stuff. DLNA, which is kind of cool, which I haven't actually seen on a phone. Maybe just because I haven't noticed. But so it's a pretty solid phone. And then once it gets ice cream sandwich, then it'll be pretty badass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Who's
that
girl that's prepping?
She is.
She's just
LG girl.
Oh, she's the LG girl.
Yes. LG has a girl. Oh, this.
Oh,
girl?
Like T-Mobile has a girl. LG has a girl. I'm like, do I recognize her? She's an actress. I don't know.
Yeah,
she looks kind of familiar. Maybe she's on a CW show. I have no idea.
She's got a mouth.
Okay. Anyways, if you're not watching the video, sorry. I was just curious as to who she was.
It's weird to watch it with no audio. It's weird.
I know, right?
Yeah.
This is probably AT&T's best LTE device right now.
It's probably,
probably right at the top there. So, so if you're on AT&T and you want one of their high-speed LTE phones, check this one out.
There you go.
Okay, well, I'm just going to give a short review of the Nook tablet. We looked at it and we unboxed it last week.
You've had it for a week now.
I've had it for a week now. I've made it, you know, I had to put away the fire that's here. You can see the difference here. I should probably just open up.
Admittedly, you have a bulkier case for the Nook, or like it's more of like a portfolio than a case.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So anyways. Bless you, Burke. Okay, so as you could see, I already customized it. I put my dog on the cover of the of my wallpaper here. Now, I've spent a little bit of time with it, and I have to say the hardware for this is fantastic. It's actually leagues better to me than the Kindle Fire. The only issue with this is the ecosystem and Barnes & Noble versus the Amazon ecosystem. So I am admittedly an Amazon freak, so the Kindle Fire would make more sense for me, but I wish that, I'll save my comments. I just wish that the Barnes & Noble ecosystem was a lot heftier, I guess, in terms of buying. Because if you look in the App Store, I'm going to go in here, again, the widget pops up like we show. I mean, you know, shop all... There's not a lot going on here.
Well,
it's
we
pretty
said that,
boring.
We said that
I know,
last week, though,
I know,
because...
but I'm just saying it's not. It's it's kind of a big deal for me, at least. And maybe it won't be for most, because really, what they're going to be looking at is probably the library and shopping for books and magazines and newspapers. The magazines, reading magazines on here. Oh my God, let's read about the final days of Ashton and Demi. Is fantastic. I love reading here. It's actually easier to subscribe to and do the free trials on Barnes & Noble than it is on Kindle, because on Kindle, they ask you to sign in every single time you get, so if I go from Wired to Vanity Fair, I have to sign in. Here, I just hit a subscribe button. That's all I want to do. I'm already signed into the Nook ecosystem, but I do like the experience on here. I'm finding, at least on my end, there's a little bit more interactivity with some of these magazines than there is with... The Amazon Kindle apps.
Is that the Great Gatsby cast?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I'll just show you. So, for instance, this is the kind of interactivity that I like. And admittedly, I have not... I'll show you in a minute. Like here, we'll get a little bonus video of the sexiest man alive, Bradley Cooper. Remember we talked about him last week?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, I like that kind of stuff. Added, you know, incentive to buy digitally. Okay. But anyway, so the experience I like quite a bit, reading on magazines and subscribing. Books, great. I have no complaints about reading books either. It's actually a smoother page turn to me. And some of the books have the actual page turn. That, you know, I kind of fall for. I'm really lame like that.
Like the animated page.
Yeah. Here, Vanity Fair has it.
It's interesting that
People
some
Magazine
books do and some, yeah. some don't. Some I would imagine do. That would be
See, look at
part
Vanity Fair.
App.
Whoa, I like that. But, you know, it just depends. Yeah, you would think it would be the app, not necessarily the publisher or the book. But.
Not so. I can, yeah. It's with the
they want to have more control over it.
Well, yeah. There's a bunch of different ways to get content on here.
I see.
And depending on what spec and what thing you're using, I mean, a lot of folks are just using straight up EPUB, which is just straight up text. And while there's a little more advanced kind of file formats, and you don't see it from the application level.
Mm-hmm. So I think we showed off Netflix last week, but they have a pretty cool app. I've been watching Gossip Girl, thanks to Ron.
Can't go wrong.
I've been, catching up. I just started the first season on Netflix, and I hope this loads fast. There we go. Gossip Girl here. And the screen, I think, is really nice. Let's see here.
Plug in the audio.
There we go.
Yes, everyone should hear Gossip Girl.
Claire's my best friend, and you're her boyfriend, and she loves you.
Really go out.
Oh, my God. Anyways. That's it.
Chad caught me watching.
Yeah, Chad's like, no, just keep playing that, please. Okay, now what I want to show off here is the settings, the quick settings on here. What's interesting is that this does come with 16 gigs, but... the majority of the gigs is for Barnes & Noble content storage. As you could see here, 11 gigs versus, you know, the 1 gigs of other storage. But I have an SD card installed, and I did put some music and videos on the SD card that I could play in this My Media app. So, look, I've got an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia,
nice.
Which is actually kind of off-sync, and I don't know if it's the app or if it's just the file.
It could be a codec issue.
Oh, maybe.
That's probably what it is.
So, you know, it plays fine. You can load, you know, I have an 8-gig card, or you can get up to 32 gigs. And then, you know, I just loaded a couple of photos that I could show in the gallery here.
This is
my trip from Spain. Earlier this year, and the browsing is okay. It's actually pretty decent in some ways. I feel like I cannot go into market.google.com. They will not allow
me
to
block it.
Yeah, they blocked it.
Wow.
I think you can sideload the Google Market app, but I haven't been able to do that. But I think the browser is actually kind of faster than Amazon Silk. Overall, having a really good experience. But what I do want to note is that Charles Shea sent us a link on how to sideload the Amazon store on here.
Did it work?
And I have done it.
Cool.
Let's see if I can actually show it. Now, the problem is once you sideload, they don't show the Amazon apps in the Nook OS. You have to just do kind of a search. So I'm going to do app Store. So there's the Amazon App Store.
Look
there
at
you
that.
Go.
Cool.
I downloaded a ton of apps. The one app that I do want to show, see, this is the wonky part of it, is that I have to go.
You have to launch it from.
Yeah. I have to do it this way. I'm sure there's other ways to do it.
No way.
Here's Go Launcher.
Because you can't see it in your
You can't see it in the
your
Nook.
App tray.
Yeah. So here's Go Launcher X. I'm, there must be a way to keep this as my main launcher. I haven't figured that out yet. I just did it literally an hour before the show. So I have Go Launcher X running, and then you could see all the apps that I have, including Amazon MP3, Amazon Kindle, and I'm able to play from the cloud.
Nice.
Anybody want to hear some? This is a good song I like. And I'll play this. And it plays just fine. Hello.
So you can. Yeah, okay.
So I sideloaded that. And thanks to Charles, there is a link here. There's a couple things because you don't get that screen that says settings and unknown sources.
Right.
You have to do it by going to a particular website. And then it's sort of like a little backdoor way. Again, this link will show you how to do it. It's really, if I can do it, you can do it. And they did it in literally like 10 minutes. So easy. You have to go into CompTonSoft.com/test, download a link, then package install that, and then go back and download the Amazon App Store and all this stuff. Oh, actually hit click on unknown sources.
It's a matter of getting to that unknown sources toggle, which you can't get to through the normal menu.
Through the normal menu. And you have to do that. Yeah, you get. This is a roundabout way. Again, we'll provide the link in our show notes. But I did it, and it was super easy.
Not ideal, but it works.
Yeah. Not ideal, but it works, and I'm sure there'll be more ways to do other things and, you know, make it faster. So, you know, the reason I stopped myself saying, oh, but if only I had the Amazon App Store on this device. Well, I got it now. Yeah. But the thing is a little bit roundabout.
It's wonky,
a little wonky. It's not exactly.
Because it's not made for it. So that's the stuff thing. So now that you've moved on from your original Nook Color to the Nook tablet, is it as a Nook user, you know, all things being equal, you were using your Nook Color happily. You get the Nook tablet upgrade. Are you better off?
Me personally, yes, because you can get Netflix and you don't have to hack it. You could just, you know, get some of these apps that are pretty basic to watch video. And you can also, you know, download the SD card. Having all that space, absolutely. I think this is a really solid device. And like we were talking about, I don't know too many people that have bought this device, but there are a lot of people out there who have bought this device. And I think they'll be happy if they go ahead and upgrade. So I think this is a definite buy, especially for those people who are thinking maybe upgrade from the Nook Color. I say yes.
Yeah.
You know, because you can, because you're going to be able to root this. So if you already rooted your Nook Color, why don't you just go ahead and get more space and have it be faster?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a really, really decent device.
Cool.
And, you know, if you really don't care about the Amazon experience and you are okay with just hacking around, there you go.
Yeah. And one thing to note, there's some chatter in the chat room for people who are watching the video afterwards.
Sorry. There's one thing I don't like is that the speaker is underneath. So if I'm using, if I have the Nook in this case, it kind of muffles the sound a little bit, which I don't like.
But you do have a volume rocker.
I do have a volume rocker.
Like the Kindle.
But
some people are commenting on the video, the flickering of the Nook screen.
Oh, yeah.
That's a camera issue. It looks crisp and fine in real life. Don't worry about
that.
If you're
ours.
Watching this, it just has to do with, you know, like put a camera in front of a monitor and with refresh rates are off, you get that.
Yeah. But it is interesting that I don't know if I've ever noticed that refresh rate on any devices had on the show except for that.
It's a good point.
But I mean, you don't see it in real life.
You don't see it at all in real life. Can I look at it? I'm
sorry. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, but it looks, it's super, super crisp and it's like, and it looks great. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I still think me personally will just go ahead and get the Fire, but there's nothing wrong with this device. It's actually even smoother. It's a little bit more buttery.
A little bit butterier.
Again, because I think the advantage is in the hardware. I really think this is a better tablet. It's a better well-designed, you know, like industrial, you know, like, you know, industrial.
Are you looking for that Bradley Cooper article?
No, I was looking for the Greg Caspi cast.
Oh, I'll show you. But anyways, that's my review of the Nook tablet. Not a bad tablet and kind of better in many ways.
Awesome. I feel like that should be the grade. Kind of better.
Kind of better. Hardware-wise.
I could see that on the box. That's like kind of better.
Kind of better than the Kindle Fire.
All about Android. It's a great output. There you go.
Awesome. Well, I think you got the next email.
Oh, I do. okay, well, now let's move on. Okay, we've got an email here. This is from David, who says he got his fire yesterday. The only problems are that, one, printing from the fire, and two, the URL from the Barnes & Noble app from GetJar. The second one, I'm not quite sure why you're having an issue, because I have, maybe they Amazon found some way to block the Barnes & Noble download from GetJar. Maybe I was able to get it in time, because mine seems to work just fine, as you could see. I showed this off last time when I did the review that I, oh, and look, my Vanity Fair articles that I bought, or the Vanity Fair article but that I bought. Oh, look, it's not working. Actually, it was working earlier. Huh? Oh, turn up the brightness. Sure. I'm not quite sure why it's not working, but maybe they are doing
like
something.
It's very unresponsive right now.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go. There you got it.
There you go.
I know. Seriously. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, that's weird. Cause,
it was working the other day.
Yeah.
But maybe it won't work. And it worked when I did the.
There we go.
Yeah. It doesn't want to work. The Kindle's saying no. Don't.
It's resisting. Don't.
That's weird because the Nook software is available in the App Store. It might not be in the Amazon. It's in the Android App Store, right? I'm sorry. I'm just thinking out loud. Ignore me.
Yeah. Well, anyways. So I'm not quite sure. So maybe they stopped.
Just pulled it or blocked it.
They pulled it or found a way to block it. Yeah. So that's quite possible, David. In terms of printing, I did a call out on G+, and I looked at some forums. Apparently, there is no way to print yet, but the best way is to email yourself. There's some printers out there that have, you know, you email to the printer, and then it'll print out your document. Also, from the forums, some people have said that this Kodak app here works to print out photos. I don't know if you could show that, Chad. I have to say that the Kodak app didn't recognize a few of the wireless printers that are here in the building. So I don't know. I see it says printer zero found, and we have a few that should be able to see via our network. And I haven't
I've
been
heard
able to
such.
Do that.
I mean, I've heard such spotty results from Wi-Fi printers, just in general, not just tablets, mm-hmm. just people have getting them in general, them not working. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if that's a super delicate thing to get.
Yeah,
actually,
I don't see anything here. Yeah. So I wanted to bring it up because I am interested in. Finding out if there's now I've also tried to download printer apps here. I haven't sideloaded any, but I'm imagining that they're not going to work, but who knows. So let me know if you have any experience printing through your Kindle Fire, if you had any success stories, because I haven't read any on any of the forums that I trolled on today on Amazon, on various forums online. So we want to help David out, and I'd like to print out stuff myself. That'd be really nice. So at this point, no, not yet. But who knows? Maybe they will make an app available. There is an app in the Amazon App Store, just not for the Fire.
Cool.
Oh, and I guess I'm the next one too. Sorry. This is really quick, though. This is from Jeff and Gray, who says, let me first say that it annoys me to tears when I see others share their pets enjoying things like laptops and TV shows. Okay. But I couldn't help but share this picture of my cat, Gray, enjoying a recent episode of AAA. She was mesmerized by the show. Commence eye roll sequence. There she is.
The problem with this is that the cat's in front of the monitor. The cat's not actually enjoying the show.
Maybe she was posing and she was watching it before. I don't know. Just a special shout out from two of your biggest fans in flyover country. Keep up the quote unquote.
Oh boy.
We've said this before on the show. Keep up the amazing work and love your show. Thank you, Jeff and Gray.
Big ups to the flyover states.
I wanted to show that because Sarah always shows off the cats and the dogs that watch iPad Today. Yeah. So I don't care. Bring in your photos.
I'm one of those eye rollers. I'm sorry.
He just eye rolled, as Jeff has said.
I'm not a pet person. I'm sorry. I'm glad that your cat likes to
show. I'll show it if there's time.
Yes, exactly.
If there's time.
So it's not like a habit.
Not a habit.
All right. Let's get on to apps.
So as if someone at Google was trying to remind me of my awful performance in the Android arena last week. If you watched last week's episode, you might have saw me showing off an app called Catalog. That's I forget who, by First Look or some developer that does that. Well, Google catalogs for tablets recently rolled out in the U.S. only, so international people, we apologize. But pretty interesting that they've rolled out this Google Catalogs application that was previously available for iOS, right?
Yes. I've been waiting for this app to come out.
You jumped all over me when I came into the studio.
I was like, can I see it?
Do you have your tablet? Can I see it?
I forgot. I purposely didn't bring my tablet today, my Samsung tab, because I didn't need it for the show. And then this released. Oh, yeah, they do have
Everybody has a girl now. That's crazy.
Okay, well, this is showing it off on the iPad, but it's basically the same.
Yeah, and so we installed it. We took a look at it, and it's pretty neat. It's a pretty way. Lord knows it blows the app I was showing in the arena out of the water.
Yeah, it has a little bit more interactivity with it.
Way more interactivity. You can, when a lot better identifying products. I'll give it that credit. And also you can do the thing where you can save the items you're looking at.
Yeah, basically there's little tag marks next to items that are available for purchase as they're showing on the video. And then you could hit the heart there and favorite it. And then it'll be saved for later viewing. Or you could just go ahead to give you an option to buy on the website and it goes directly to the website.
Yeah, Chad, we got it up on the tablet if you want to go to Eileen's shot. There you go.
Wah.
So, so this is when you launch, this is what you see. And, it kind of gives you some featured catalogs right out of the gate. You can open up another one. Oh, sorry.
It's trying. There we go. There we go.
Seeing that light. Yeah. And
you can open up another one, and you can browse and go through that way. You can scroll through all the different catalogs here, which is pretty neat. So we can go check out gifts. And then in terms of what we were talking about in terms of the favorites – so you can favorite products that come from the catalogs. So, for example, we favorited a couple of shoes and pants. But then you can make these cool little collages. And we could see that Eileen made a collage earlier of her products that we were looking at earlier.
I like that bracelet.
So, and then you can adjust the images. You can crop it. You can resize it. It's pretty cool. So, it's Lord knows, like I said, it's way more fully featured than the catalog app I showed last week. And I wish they had launched it last week. Because then I would have.
Then you would have done this one.
I wouldn't have lost as badly.
All right. Well, moving on. There's an app that's free in the Android marketplace called the Ice Cream Sandwich Keyboard App. And it's, if you want a sneak peek of what Ice Cream Sandwich has to offer for keyboards, and or maybe you're just looking for an alternative keyboard, here's a free one in the marketplace. I can show you it right now. Just basically does what you've seen. It gives you suggestions for words. Now, I typed in hello, but you see the hello in the middle of the suggestions. It's kind of like SwiftKey, mm-hmm. but when I hold this down where it has the three buttons, it gives you a ton of other suggestions. I don't know why hello would turn into belligerent or shelling, but it gives you these other options here for other words. I just wanted to say that it's available, and it's been out for a little bit, and they just added voice to text now, and it does a pretty decent job. But check it out if you're looking for an alternative keyboard and you don't have ICS yet. You could try this one out.
So this is just a straight port from Ice Cream mm-hmm. Sandwich, pretty much lifted out and put up in the Android market.
Oh. Yep.
Interesting. That's cool. See, I always see this type of stuff in the XDA developers or in the forums mm-hmm. as downloadable APKs. But then when I see it in the Android market, I'm like, huh, what how Google feels about that.
Yeah.
A little more legitimate when it's just downloadable in the Google market.
About Google just offering it as a standalone download?
Well, once everybody starts upgrading and getting your devices, you probably just delete it. But, if you're curious, check it out.
Cool. All right. Well, let's move on to an email here. Nick in Augusta, Georgia says, after hearing about Folder Organizer from Jason on All Bad Android, I bought it in the Android market. Sometime later, Amazon offered it as a free app of the day. So I got it from there, too. My wife and I share an Amazon account so she can get all the free apps I've collected. Yes, I know what that's like. Now, every day, Amazon tells me I have an app to update. And if I do, then the Android market tells me it has an update for Folder Organizer. Then the whole thing starts again. Mm-hmm. I want to keep the Android market version since I've learned from AAA that those apps are more often the most up-to-date. Is there anything I can do to make Amazon forget about this app? Thanks. Love the show. I don't think so. Which is kind of a strange thing, because I've actually noticed the same thing. I posted in Google Plus today about it. And actually, Phil Nickenson over at Android Central ended up posting an article that that is kind of, you know, getting even more discussion around this. He quoted my Google Plus thread. I was like, whoa,
nice.
Okay, interesting.
Thanks, Phil.
Nice little throw there. But anyways, so it sounds like it's working in both directions, right? Somebody installs something in the Android market, and then they download it through the Amazon App Store. And then they get that kind of conflicting error message saying, hey, you know, I want to update this, but this isn't my version. Can I change it to my version? That's how it's been working for me. I have SwiftKey X, and I have bought it through the Amazon, or sorry, through the Google Android market. It came up as a free app on the Amazon market. So I got it because my wife and I share an Amazon account.
Yeah.
And now every time I go to that update thing, it says, you know, it says we want to update SwiftKey X, even though the one I have installed is the Android market one. I followed it through and it ends up saying application found. SwiftKey X was found on this device, but it is not associated with your Amazon.com account. Do you want to remove and install the Amazon.com version?
Interesting.
Which is kind of an interesting little way to...
Well, it makes it even worse when you get the Kindle Fire. And now I've got three devices to... because I... downloading, you know, I'm starting from scratch on the Kindle Fire, and so I'm re-downloading stuff that I already have on my other devices, but just because I want to put it here. But now it's showing up on my updates and
crossing streams.
It's kind of a pain, actually.
But there, I mean, I guess long story short, there is no real solution for this that we know of right now, but it is absolutely a problem. This only really kind of made itself apparent to me a few weeks ago when Amazon updated, did the big kind of refresh to their app store. So I don't know if that means that it's Amazon's issue or if it's Google's issue. I've had some people in the Google Plus thread were saying if the APKs are named the same thing, then the stores aren't going to know that it's one or the other until you kind of go through it. It's just kind of a pain to.
I always feel like there's a certain allegiance to either Amazon, Google Android Marketplace, or GetJar, and I know you guys kind of sample across all. I kind of generally stick to the Google Marketplace. I have the Amazon App Store. I look at the free app of the day. I try to install it, but actually the mass amount that I install is all through the Google Marketplace. And I think that's kind of subconsciously because I'm trying to play it safe. I think to a certain degree. But that's a problem. I mean, I can't imagine how it's keeping track of what the Amazon version is versus the Google version is, unless the APK is different or there's some subtle thing in there. And this is the challenge to an open platform. I mean, it's kind of the Wild West, and anybody can throw anything on there and install it.
Yeah.
That's really interesting, though.
I mean, and there probably aren't that many scenarios where you're going to have the same app in multiple markets, but it just so happens that people are running into that situation. And it's not totally a deal breaker necessarily. It's not like it breaks your phone. It's just annoying.
I think you just got to be, you just got to think about it.
Well, because I'll see the update on my phone and then I'll go to update it and it says error.
Right.
And then it's the Amazon one.
Right.
And I can't keep track of where I've downloaded the app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, thankfully, it doesn't change anything right away if you hit OK. Like I said, I went through and it asks to confirm. So it's not going to like totally remove it, you know.
I know. I used to think it would overwrite. And then I didn't want it to overwrite because I don't want the Amazon version because that one gets updated less.
Less frequently.
Less frequently than the Android market. And I just sit here. I'm like, oh, my God, where did I download it from? I think I'm making it worse with the Kindle Fire, too, because I've downloaded apps that I already downloaded.
Right. Well, and on your Kindle Fire, your focus is using Amazon to install apps on there because that's your primary way of doing it. But that then ties into your phone where your focus might not be with the Amazon.
It does. Exactly. So I'm seeing two versions, but... hopefully on the phone it just says no, don't update
that's
here.
Tough. That is tough. That's confusing.
Hard to keep track.
All right. Well, real quick here. You've heard of Netflix. right? You've heard of it. You probably have it. And if you don't, you probably need to get it because it's pretty awesome. You can stream thousands of TV episodes and movies directly to your devices, which saves you time, money, and hassle. You probably have a device that already does it. In fact, if you're watching this show, you probably do. Android devices can stream Netflix, as we showed earlier.
Is there any device that doesn't?
I don't know. There's the Xbox 360, PS3, Roku,
Wii,
the Nintendo Wii, iOS devices.
I got Netflix on my microwave.
Interesting. That's interesting.
It's going to be someday
soon.
When
you mount your Android tablet on your microwave. I see. I get it. Now, there's just a ton of devices that all stream movies from Netflix. And you don't actually have to be a gamer, like the Roku, Apple TV, all those kinds of devices. Yeah. You can begin watching a movie or show on one device, and then you can finish it up on another one.
Which is awesome.
Whatever way you choose to access Netflix, you can watch as many movies and TV shows as you want, anytime you want, and you can cancel anytime. So there is an offer. Try Netflix today for 30 days for free. And you can go to netflix.com/twit to do so. Be sure to use that URL when you sign up for your free trial. It's netflix.com/twit. And you can try it for 30 days for free. See what you think of it. Stream a bunch of movies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and see what you think of it. And then by the time you're passing out, you'll be like, okay, it's worth it. And they'll pass out and you'll wake up the next day and plunk down some money. We thank Netflix for the support of Twit. And we know you will enjoy the service. So check it out.
I watched a lot of Netflix this weekend,
so
actually.
I
watched Gossip Girl, as I mentioned. I watched an episode of Bones. Watched another show called Life Unexpected. And the movie that I watched was The Men Who Stare at Goats. Have you guys seen that?
No,
with Ewan
no,
McGregor
no,
and
heard
George
of it.
Clooney?
Yeah, I heard it wasn't
I didn't
good.
Like it.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't that good.
It
yeah.
was kind of not good, actually. Yeah. It was... I understood what they were trying to do with the story, but it didn't work. Yeah.
I actually heard of that well before it came out and thought it sounded really interesting. Mm-hmm. And then all of the early reviews were so bad on it that I was just like,
I wish I would have read the reviews.
Yeah,
and I didn't until after the fact. And I saw like how low the stars were out of 10. I thought, oh, no wonder. So I am right about the way I feel. I am in agreement with other people. Yeah.
Very normally a George Clooney movie is one I can trust. That's what I found.
Yeah, normally.
Yeah. Well, anybody follow me on Twitter over the weekend knew that I was watching a lot of 30-something on Netflix this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm masochistic. That's it.
Interesting. You've got strange, not strange, interesting taste.
It's really fascinating to see. It's actually really fascinating because it's like the real 80s. It's not like all new wave and like, yeah. oh my God, 80s. It's like 1987 straight up like normal 80s and it's a blast in the past. But it's a great show. It's a great show. Good writing.
All right. Well, check that all out. Netflix.com/twit. And... Let's get our battle on. Let's get into the arena.
Two enter, one lives. Android Arena.
Someone's coming out with a sickle.
Oh,
I'm afraid. All of a sudden, my co-host is a murderer.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I am so afraid to be at this table now.
I tell you, the level of competition in the arena is starting to concern me.
It's getting a little intense, isn't it?
It really is.
We'll just go ahead and set this right here. So everybody can see what the consequences of this arena are.
That was the
are.
Thing I couldn't find for Halloween with my costume, too.
No,
the sickle.
I was saying pre-show, I just wasn't going to come to the show anymore after last week's arena. I was so,
really?
I was
were that
so,
beat down?
Really?
So embarrassed.
You're going to give up?
Well, partially because I didn't think I could... another performance like that, I don't think it's going to happen for a while. So.
Probably not.
So how bad did I lose?
Well, as expected, the Charlie Brown Christmas won resoundingly with 69% of the votes of 382 votes
Do
for Charlie Brown Christmas.
Do we even ever get 382 votes
I don't know.
At
that's
all?
That's in the upper scale.
Where's Tech Ace when we need to know how many votes have we got
on
every episode?
Crap.
Second place was mine, Sprinkle, with 19%. That was 106 votes. So, I mean, we got close to, a little over 500 total votes here, which could be pushing it. Catalog was third place with 11%, 63 votes. Entinus in the comments at the poll page says, Eileen made me cry.
Made me cry too.
I know. Made everybody cry.
I've been crying
a lot.
I know.
Man. So, Jason, you got Algeria and Chile and Iceland, it looks like. I got most of the rest of the world. You got Poland and Italy. That's
my
good.
My people.
But you know what, Jason, I have to tell you,
Italy.
Ron took Idaho.
Really?
Really?
Ron took Idaho. If
Freedom.
You go to the United States,
I think it was that thing I said about Boise.
Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. Nobody picked Idaho. Never mind.
Well, no. I think the reasoning is probably the same. I think it's that thing that I said a couple of episodes ago about Boise. So now Idaho is just like not voting anymore.
Yeah, they're not
like,
voting anymore. They're
fine.
Yeah.
But you got Arizona.
You misunderstood me, Idaho. Yeah.
There you go.
I love you, Idaho. I do. I love you.
I'd like to thank the United States for voting for my app. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you win the United States. Okay, so how are we going to do this? We're going to change up the order, right?
Are we doing the order? Let's do it.
So loser goes first.
So the new order is the previous week's losers go first, winner goes last. That's the new order. So my turn. Okay. So coming into the arena this week, coming strong, I found it's my app is a triple threat. As many of you know, we talk about Netflix a lot, and I talk about Google TV a lot. I like to watch a lot of TV. I like to watch a lot of movies. I'm a media, you know, kind of absorber, and I'm constantly looking for interesting apps that let me watch my TV shows and movies and stuff like that on the go. For those of you who are also into home theater and these types of people who are into this stuff, you've probably heard of Plex. Plex is a Boxy-like desktop application that allows you to if you were running a small Mac Mini or another PC as a media center, you could load up Plex, and it's an interface for you to watch video from. You could load in your own TV shows. And Chad, I got a link to their homepage in the doc if you want to show that up. Yeah, so it's a cool little desktop application that allows you to, like I said, watch TV and movies. They also have Roku-esque channels so you can watch Revision 3. You can watch CNET. They don't have a Twit one, which they probably should have had a Twit one there. But what's really cool is that if you're like me and you actually have a lot of files of media stuff, it will go out and scrub the files and scrub the internet and give you the metadata. So it loads up all the information, gives you episode descriptions. It also has a interesting music and photo access. So it's pretty much this whole kind of desktop application. Now, how does that apply to this conversation? Well, they also have Android applications that run on the phone as well as the tablet, as well as they just rolled out one for Google TV.
Woohoo!
So it's a triple threat. It's three apps in one here in the arena. This is what I'm bringing to it. And the way the apps work is that they're interesting in that.
Did you see our lower third here toggled for Android, for Google TV,
Now, what's interesting is that so the phone app and the phone app works on a tablet or a phone device. It works the same way, and I have it here. I'll show you guys how it works. That costs $4.99 in the Android marketplace, but the Google TV app that they just rolled out is only 99 cents. So if you got a Google TV at home, it's a real steal to get for 99 cents to be able to basically be able to watch your television content that's sitting on your laptop or your desktop on your TV. The way it works is Plex installs something called the Plex Media Server, which basically serves out your content. So when you're sitting at home on your Google TV, and unfortunately we can't show the experience, you pull up the Plex app, it finds your server, gives you access to all your TV shows, watch them on TV. That's how I watched all my TV this weekend. It was great, worked excellent. Now, the edge on the Android version, on the phone and the tablet version, is that you can use Plex's central kind of web server access and much like a Slingbox, be able to watch your TV shows from wherever you are. All you got to do is pull up the app, connects to Plex, you log in, it finds your server, you can stream it. It's that simple, totally that simple. So here, I'll pull it up on the tablet. Here we go. So what I've got right here, my laptop behind us is running the Plex Media Server. And if I hit that, it will load and it's going to connect and find. Oh, and yeah, audio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's looking for my server right now.
It's thinking for those of you.
There you go. So there now I found it. And so now you can see here that it's got the channels. So I've got Revision 3. I've got CNET logged in. It can also access my iTunes. But what I really like it for is the TV shows. So I'm going to hit TV shows. And it gives you a whole bunch of things to choose from. All shows or unwatched shows or search by rating or letter or by genre. I'm just going to go for all shows. And here, these are all the TV shows that I have on my laptop.
Oh.
And so I can go here and I can say, okay, Misfits is a great UK show. And you can see it's pulled in. If I go back, it's pulled in. All I had was the media file that I got.
Oh, wow. And it populates all the images.
That's good.
The cover image, the description, the title, all album artwork loads up automatically. And you can play it back. Oh, wait, that file's bad. I'm sorry. I forgot about that one. I should be doing Boardwalk Empire. And now it remembers where you watched it. So I can play from the beginning or resume. So I'll just do play from beginning.
Charges of crookedness relating to last year's World Series.
So it's streaming from your laptop
from
here?
Laptop here. It's streaming now. Right now it's streaming via Wi-Fi because I'm connected via Wi-Fi. But you can use the Plex web server, web services, and you can stream via 4G or 3G if you have that access. What's great is that Plex does a on-the-fly encoding, media encoding. Mm-hmm. So as it's serving... the file, it's encoding it for whatever device you're on. So that's it on the tablet. And I'll pull it up onto the phone here, and you can see it on the phone as well. There we go. So now if I go right here. And you see it's essentially the exact same experience. Mm-hmm. On the phone versus the tablet. It's one of those apps that are designed. There was none of the expansion, you know, like the tablet kind of expand it type thing. It mm-hmm. just worked natively. Like they designed it really well. So it just mm-hmm. expands for whatever thing you're using. So you see here on the phone, it's a little bit more compact. It's a little tighter, you know, the various channels and things like that. But I can go to my TV shows and go. It's all the same data coming through here. So... and go check out The Walking Dead, which just anybody watched it recently. Just finished up.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah.
Careful.
But,
spoiler.
Show the end.
And so now it's serving it straight from my laptop.
Wow. Nice.
So, yeah. So Plex, really, really cool. Like I said, it's a triple threat. Phone, tablet, Google TV. If you're a home media enthusiast like I am, it's worth checking out, especially if you want to be able to watch your shows on the go. If you travel a lot, you don't want to have to buy a sling box. You don't have to buy the hardware associated mm-hmm. with the sling box. Just $5 for the applications, and you're all set.
That's awesome. I mean, I have a media server on my Mac at home for going out to my PS3. So it's kind of a similar thing. Like if you have media files or pictures or whatever on your computer, it just kind of streams it over. And
yeah. Now, important to note a disclaimer that it's for all media that you own, that you got through legitimate locations and things like that. So just to get that disclaimer out there. So, yes, don't advocate piracy.
So that is Plex. And there are two different links to go for that, right? One for Android and one for Google TV.
Yeah. Awesome. And Google TV is 99 cents. The Android device is $4.99.
Awesome. So, yeah. All right, cool. Well, since I came in second place, I'm going to go ahead and go next. Eileen, you can wait.
I will wait.
Since you won.
Be patient.
So the app that I'm doing, this was one of those arenas where I was like, God, you know, I had a few ideas. I wasn't super sold on any of them. Mm-hmm. And then actually, I'm going to go ahead and do an arena on an app that I discovered this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it. And I knew immediately. I was like, okay, the video for it was pretty sweet.
All right.
And I knew it was the kind of thing that I could waste a lot of time. It's called NodeBeat. Excuse me. I'm suddenly breaking up. NodeBeat. NodeBeat. It's a music creation app. And it works on a phone, but it also works amazingly well on a tablet. I almost think it's better on a tablet than it is on a phone. Essentially, you have kind of these different items up at the top that you can play around with. So these with pluses, these are kind of generators. They don't do anything in and of themselves. They only start making sound when you bring other elements close to them. And they're following a certain tempo. So if I bring this closer to it, it'll happen, you know, quicker. If I bring it too far out, it won't be connected at all. I'll just pull a few things down here. So, and let's see here. We'll pull that down.
Oh, man, I could see you messing around with this for a long time, Jason.
And so you can start to bring these elements out here and kind of get different, you know, basically you're positioning these things closer or further away from the generators. You can see that they're kind of drifting around, right? There are settings in here that you can actually determine whether there's gravity. So gravity would push everything down at a certain speed. Generator movement, which kind of moves them roughly around the areas that they are, and note movement. You can also kind of slow down the speed so they move very slowly. And then proximity is kind of how far out the nodes can be connected to the generator. So I've got them connected really far out here. And then you can kind of go into audio system here. You can make the echo really long. Or change the waveform. Right now it's a sine wave. You can pitch shift it down, pitch shift it up. You've got your ADR, ADR controls attack. So if you want it to be a slow attack at the beginning, or you want it to hit at the beginning, maybe easier to hear that with a sine wave. Slide that release up and it ends up being a little bit longer. It's just a really cool kind of like easy way to create some interesting sounding music. Obviously, it's pretty electronic based, right? The one thing I would really like to see is maybe a little bit more control in here. I think this is a great first effort. It's $1.99, so it's not that much to kind of get started playing music with it. You can actually tap that to kind of bypass it for a second. You can just kind of play with it and see what you come up with. Anyways, so I don't know. I get lost in it because there are so many things that you can do with this. Rhythm, you can change the tempo, of course, and change the rhythm structure there. And, this is also a lot of fun. So when you're done and you're sick of this thing, you shake it and it goes away.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, totally. It's $1.99. And it's one of those apps that you'll spend a little bit of, $1.99 is nothing, right? But you can just kind of get lost in it. You can record it to an audio file. So
nice.
If you want to do that.
And then share it out to everybody.
What was
I
weird.
I made this node beat.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can just kind of go with it live. And, what I'm hoping to see eventually, I'm hoping that the developer has more ideas for this. Because one of the things that I've noticed is that that echo function that you can apply applies to everything. And I would love to have like a section of the app that you don't apply the echo to. And what I mean by that is like sometimes I want my percussion, like my bass drum, I want that to just hit without an echo because an echo kind of makes it noisy in combination with everything. Maybe have like the musical nodes have the echo and have a little section of the screen that doesn't have echo so you can do a little bit more with it and get really creative. I mean, I see a lot of iPad apps these days that are, very music making focused. Mm-hmm. And I don't see as much of them on the Android. But I think this is an awesome effort and I hope to see more of this stuff. And if I do, I will absolutely highlight them on the show because this stuff really kind of gets my blood flowing. I love it. So that is Node Beat. It's $1.99 in the Android market. Check it out.
Awesome. Cool. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I like how we all have our own little like app
niches.
Kind of niches. Yeah. Like, anything music,
what's mine? Retro?
I know what yours is. Yeah,
I'm
retro.
All over the place.
I guess retro at this point. Yeah. Until another pattern emerges.
I go through phases.
Photo. I think photos.
Yeah. Photo. I do a lot of photo stuff.
Music photo. I'm TV and mm-hmm. movie.
Totally. Kind of totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Well, I don't have a photo app this week.
Shocking.
Very shocking. I haven't done a photo app in a long time, yeah. Actually. I almost did.
I've been using that one that you did, the last one you
did. Pixel Aromatic.
I love
that app. Yeah. And I don't even think that was in the arena. I think I just highlighted that as an app.
Right too. So it's eligible to be in the arena then.
I guess it is. You could take it, but I get some credit. I get 25% of that credit. No, I also was kind of wavering again. I think I wavered last week on what app I wanted to feature, and I had something on the docket, and when I really thought about it, I'm like, although I use it all the time, there's something about it I'm just not ready to just give it my full support. So I looked at my phone today and I thought, God, what app do I use all the time? Because I want to make sure it's something that I actually use all the time. And you know what I do use? It is called Square Card Case. It's free from Square. You've probably heard of Square. They're kind of a competitor to, Google Wallet and, NFC.
We had Square on the show.
And we talked Square's to Eric from Square at Android Open, and I had never used Square yet. I actually have the little dongle. I don't have it on me, unfortunately. But you don't necessarily need it to use Square.
I saw an interesting, I was at the gym and CNN had a thing with the head of the Salvation Army at how they're using Square now on street corners to get donations this holiday season. So there you go.
Yep. A lot of the merchants around here are using Square, and you can use this app called Square Card Case, again, which is free. And I wanted to show you a little demonstration. I used it at a coffee house that I love that just opened out here in Petaluma called Acre. I've been raving about it. It's kind of a hipster vibe coffee house, whatever. But essentially, I'll show you now how I used the app to purchase some coffee. So here I am and launching the app. What I do here is I've already enabled Acre, so I click Use tab, or have a tab that I opened, and then now it's ready. All I need to do is walk into the coffee house and say my name. I don't need to bring my wallet or anything. In fact, I did not bring my wallet to the coffee house. So I just put in my order. I'm talking to the woman at the counter, and I'm ordering an Americano. And what they see on the iPad on their end, they have an iPad as their register, is my face so that they know it's me. And then they authorize, approve. And then on my end, I see, yes, I bought an Americano and a loose leaf tea. It's charged to my debit account, which I've preloaded into the app. And I can walk away with my Americano and my green leaf tea without having to ever pull out my wallet, which is awesome because you've seen my George Costanza wallet, right? You've seen how heavy that is. It's as easy as that. And let me open up Card Case really quickly here, Chad, because there is an Explore Places tab, so you can find out to see if there are other locations near you. Oh, do I not have GPS enabled on my phone? Oh, I turned it off. Whoops. That is also, make sure you have GPS enabled on your phone and that it's working properly, because I did go to Acre one time with GPS enabled and it wasn't able to recognize that I had my tab available, and we weren't able to
GPS
figure it out. GPS is required.
Okay.
So now I'm searching for nearby merchants, and there's not too many out here in Petaluma. There's a Pilates place that you could open a tab with. Again, you can just pay without using any cash, any credit cards. You basically, what I've done here, you don't see, I'm not going to show you, but you just preload either a credit card or a debit card into, you create a Square account, and then, you know, you log in, and then you launch the app, and then you could see other places. Now, a lot of San Francisco places are kind of showing up, or did, up here. The Rib Whip, which is 35 miles away. Ebbets Good to Go, I guess, 33 miles away. But there are a lot of places that are starting to use this now. I like it because you don't have to swipe your phone. You don't have to touch anybody. You don't have to do anything. You just launch the app.
You touch people.
I don't want to touch. Well, no, because when you do exchange of money and stuff like that,
that's my dream. I mean, I think you've heard me complain, like coming back from the gym when I just have my phone on me and I have a wallet. Mm-hmm. I really want a Snapple, and like that's why I was moaning over Google Wallet only being through Sprint, because I want it. I want this, you know, either NFC based payment or something like through using Square. It's pretty exciting.
And you can download this right now.
I just did.
There you go.
Ooh.
And then, let me show this really quick, too, once I chat on the app. So there's also Square. You could take payments. This flips the app. And so if I have that little white dongle that you've seen in places before, I can go ahead and put it and attach it to my phone. And then I could, if you owe me money, Ron, I can just swipe the credit card. And then you can just give me the amount that you owe me. And then it'll go into my account.
You don't even need the dongle.
Oh, I guess you don't even need the dongle?
Yeah, you just type in their phone, their card number.
So there you go. That is Square Card Case, and it is so handy. It's the future. I really feel like we all have different apps that kind of demonstrate sort of the future and where everything is going technology-wise. Payments, how to view media, and how to create. I love all of that. I think we've kind of like spread out in many different ways this week, just to show. So no matter what you choose, whatever app you choose, I think we've all kind of shown something that's awesome. That's why you have these devices and why you buy these.
And I love that as you're talking about it, I can go to the Android Marketplace, click install on my phone, and then have it installed.
Yes.
And
you've already bought a coffee.
We
got to end the show because I got to pick it up.
How cool. I mean, like it's already got my, just logged into my Square account and it's got all my stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Nice. So,
I love it.
Very cool. It's a good UI too. I mean, that was what we saw.
Yeah.
Eric was doing beautiful apps. That was his app or his talk at Android Open.
Yeah. Right. And that's the thing is that like a lot of people say that Android, you know, suffers on the design side, and Square is an example of a company, of a developer that can make as pretty apps as iOS, mm-hmm. you know, and this is a very, very pretty app. I'm impressed. So it's not as good as being able to watch Boardwalk Empire anywhere, but
maybe not.
No, it's not as good as, you know, creating music in a very creative way. Yeah.
The first couple times that I used this app, I did bring my wallet just in case it didn't work.
Yeah.
Because I was a little nervous. I'm like, well, what if it doesn't work?
And
I'm
all the way down there. Of course, it would suck to get there and then have to go all the way back.
But I didn't even think twice today when I went ahead and bought, and we went out to shoot that little segment. I just, I walked out. Right? I know, right? Can you? Well, but still, something could have gone wrong, right?
I would have definitely won in the arena if that didn't. Like, walked in, like, wah, wah.
Although I saw a little bit of inconsistency in your video.
You did.
You bought two coffees, and then when you walk out of the store, you have a phone in one hand and a coffee in the other.
Yeah. I didn't show the part where I actually gave it to Chad, and he was holding his coffee while he was still, you know, shooting
He's sipping the coffee
the
while he's shooting with a camera.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
He's talented.
Multi-talented,
you know, offering the camera while drinking coffee.
Oh, no.
Red hair.
I'm abusing Chad.
All right, so people in the chat room are saying this is a hard one to vote for.
That's
good. I like
that. That means that we're bringing our A game. We're all bringing something pretty good to the table.
That's why we're here.
Why don't you go and vote? bit.ly/37AAA poll. bit.ly/37AAA poll. Thank you.
And you know, this is episode 36.
Oh.
But just to let you know, it's episode 36, but the link.
Poll
no,
is 37?
I did that. I did that to you know, to fend off the people that were guessing the URLs. It's still bit.ly/37AAA poll. I meant to do that. I realize it's episode 36. Whatever.
I love watching it real time.
So I'm not going to change it. So go there and check it. And then next week it'll be 38, even though it won't actually be 38.
And
speaking of next week, we'll do the 99-cent deal. I think that's a great topic. And
yeah,
I'm sorry that you won't
idea,
be
yeah.
here
You're
for
welcome,
it.
You're welcome, you guys.
Thank you for the great idea. We'll revisit it the following week with the $1.99 deal.
Yes, the $1.99. We'll up it every day.
I'm really looking forward to the $15 app. We'll have to get Leo's okay for that.
Yeah, I know it's really early, but the early returns are in, and I'm leading.
You are leading. Very good.
We'll see about that. I think Nodebeat has legs. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh, fighting words.
Yeah. So that is it. I think we've reached the end, and we've successfully avoided decapitating anybody with this sickle. I think that's important.
Yeah, I'm so afraid when he picks that up. I'm like, okay, don't do anything. Yeah. Don't say anything.
Whoops. Stuff got real really quickly.
Oh,
yeah,
my
sorry
God.
About that. So,
now there's weapons in the real weapons in the arena.
I just like you guys. I don't want to compete. Why can't we just all get along? Why can't it be like
But you're competing.
Why can't it be like
are competing. You're like, no, I'm going to win. Did you see Plex is ahead?
I suggest that we change the arena to the Android share circle. And whoever's holding the little green Android, they get to talk and talk about their app. And then we hug afterwards.
A part? This sounds like The New Girl when she gave the stick. And if anybody watches The New Girl with Zooey Deschanel, she gives
the feeling stick.
And then somebody broke the sticks.
Then she had a small one back up in her. Oh, it's a good show.
Yeah, a feeling.
You can watch show on Plex.
You guys watch a lot of TV that I just have no idea about.
We really do.
Yeah.
Good times.
Oh, my Lord.
Gotta say. All right, well, that's it for this week. Ron, go ahead and plug.
Yes, plug away. You can find me, everything you need to know about me, on my about.me/RonXO, which you can also get if you're watching the video in the lower third right there. It's a new little adjustment to our lower thirds. You can find me there on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Foursquare, I think, all the places that are on there that I'm out there, you can follow me on. And as always, you can find me on ifanboy.com, which is a website dedicated to comics, and our parent company Graphically, which makes graphic novel apps for Android and iOS and all that fun stuff. So check it all out. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Oh, I said happy holidays. Yeah,
it's a little early, that's okay. Right.
Yeah. We're in the season. It's that now
I'm
you're
totally
allowed
in.
To listen
I'm
to Christmas
totally,
music
I finally,
now.
The day after Thanksgiving, I pulled up I tweeted it out. I pulled up the new She and Him, speaking of Zooey Deschanel.
Really good.
She and
Christmas
Him record album. On my Google Music app, on my Google TV. It was like,
Drink.
It was wonderful.
Drink. Okay, and I'm Eileen TV on Twitter and about.me/EileenRose. Leave it at that. You can find me there everywhere.
It's got everything you need there. I'm about.me/JasonHowler. You can find me on Twitter @Reagan01. And that is it for this week. We are done. Next week, we will not have Eileen with us. It's unfortunate. But we will have Nicole Lee.
Exciting.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. She started this week with Twit, and we are super stoked. So she's going to be on the show next week with
I'll
us.
I'll be in France, souping, France. Eating croissants.
It's hard.
Do you guys want anything?
It's hard to feel bad for you, really. It's,
I know you guys don't feel bad for me at all. I'll bring something back. What do you guys want? A piece of cheese?
I want an Android phone that you can only get in France.
Okay.
So spend your entire trip.
There's
looking.
So many surrender jokes hitting my head that I just I don't want to say. Because I don't want to offend anybody in France because I want to win France in the poll.
Yeah, don't offend them
France
if you want to win.
France will vote for me, right?
We'll see what you come back with. Send us a voicemail, 347-SHOW-AAA. You can hit us up on email. Send us a video mail if you prefer, aaa@twit.tv. Hit the show up on Twitter. That's @AndroidShow. Show notes can be found at twit.tv/AAA. And finally, you can catch us live every Monday right around 5 p.m. Pacific at live.twit.tv. That's it. Let's hope that I hear something about the Galaxy Nexus tomorrow because I'm sick of waiting.
Lord knows.
We'll see. All right. See you guys later.
So pimping out your app.
And
somebody really wants to win.